We have on our show right now Joe Stone with the Gaylord Warriors. It is Connecticut's only wheelchair rugby team. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
And you're an inspiration with what you do. And, oh, my God, AJ wants to arm wrestle you.
Oh, yeah, sure, why not?
Let's go, man. Let's do it.
You sound way too eager.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine how strong this frigging guy's arms are?
Yeah, and how my arm be torn off, yes.
I watch you guys in wheelchairs playing this rugby, which is an incredibly difficult sport.
Yeah.
If you're not in a wheelchair, but to play in a wheelchair is really just incredible. The level of play.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Practice, man. Practice. You know, we get together one, two, sometimes 3 days a week. And, you know, over time, anything you put your hands to, you just get better at, you know?
Can I ask what happened? How do you end up in a wheelchair?
Yeah, sure. So back in 2012, I was in a motor vehicle accident, basically trying to rescue my daughter. She's playing with her seatbelt in the back seat of my car. 3 years old, you know, what do you expect from a three-year-old?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm reaching back trying to fix the seatbelt while driving and lost control of the vehicle. Before we went off the road and flipped, I unbuckled myself, lunged in the back, got the belt to where I wanted it. The moment I fixed it, the inertia sucked me back to the front of the vehicle as I tumbled down the hill. Fractured C6 and C7 in the tumble and paralyzed me from the chest all the way to my toes. Majority of the right arm, and I was able to salvage some of my left arm. I lost some of the function in the left hand, but, man, I'm out here getting it despite it all.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, yeah.
Your daughter okay?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, she actually was my three-year-old in the back, seven-year-old in the front, and all they received was minor seatbelt bruising.
Wow. Great. Wow, you're a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, the moral to the story is and I'd like for all your listeners to really pay attention to this, is no matter what you think is important, to take your eyes off the road for a split second, it's not. Just pull over.
A lot can happen,
that's,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a great lesson.
True, yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So you wake up in the hospital, and did the doctors have the bad news then, or were they hopeful?
Well, the guy comes in my room after I wake up from surgery, my orthosurgeon, and I look at him. I say, just shoot me straight. You know, am I going to walk again? Just give it to me. And he put his head down, and you can tell he's trying to search for how to say this. I'm like, just say it. He goes, Mr. Stone, more than likely you'll never move anything from your chest down ever again.
Oh.
That was a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah. How old were you at that time?
36.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
36, yeah. I was, you know, pretty, you know, headstrong in my HVAC career at the time. I coached volleyball out in Cocoa Beach, Florida, and I was also a hip-hop breakdance instructor.
Oh, wow.
So I was a pretty busy guy, pretty active.
Everything you did involved lots of movement.
Lots of movement.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, when I was first injured, of course, the fear of not being able to get back to doing anything, you know, that I find passion in it started to become a reality that might not be in the cards for me anymore. So I had to really dig deep, and I started researching a lot of guys with similar injuries, and therapeutic rec guy at the hospital gave me a DVD called Murder Ball. You guys can look it up. It's on YouTube, free on YouTube. It's called Murder Ball. It follows the USA team back in the early 90s and shows them on court, off court, you know, what their life was like. And it kind of gave me a window of what I could see for my future as well. And I took right to it. Within 3 months of being discharged to the hospital, I was on a rugby court, and I've never looked back.
Did you play rugby beforehand?
No. Like I said, just played volleyball, which is interesting enough. The ball of play we use is a volleyball. So I was like, hey, man, I'm born for this.
I've nice. Been around cool. this thing. I'm yeah. familiar with this
That's
thing.
That's cool, yeah.
So you didn't have any, it sounds like you didn't have any moment where you were thinking, you know, it'd be better if I just wasn't around.
Well, that came much, much later. A few years goes by. I can't say enough about support. When you have support, your life, you can thrive. And then when you lose support, without that support, you find out, you know, real quick what you're really made of. And sometimes those moments can look real bleak. And you go through what I call, and a lot of other people call, the dark night of the soul. But in that place is where I really found who I really am. And, you know, and I just like any of you, you know, a lot of people think, what would I do in that situation? I don't think I could make it. Well, you have no idea what you're able to do. You know, we all have an instinct within each and every one of us to survive and to go on. And you got to dig deep and find that and ignite a fire under yourself and go after it.
Was there a turning point? Was there a book? Was there a speaker? Was there a person that changed that for you?
There was quite a few along the way. Again, playing team sports, having many coaches in my life, just kind of remembering words that they've said, wanting to be a team player. You know, I'm being a father of two girls. You know, I wanted to get back to being a father, being a good brother, being a good, son to my mom, being a good citizen, you know, just going out and just kind of reinventing myself and really finding inspiration in anything I could find it in. And there's a lot out there if you look for it.
Joe Stone is on. He's with the Gaylord Warriors Wheelchair Rugby. And from April 9th through the 12th, they'll be in Birmingham, Alabama, to take on the country's top teams for the national title. So nice. UConn loses, but these guys,
right? They press
this
on.
This is it. Let's go.
Yes.
Let's go. Let's go, baby.
Yeah. When you get back with your championship trophy,
yeah,
I want you to come in studio.
Right.
Will do.
All right. I love it. Thank you, man. You're a great inspiration.
And no arm wrestling.
And do you have a car fit
with my left?
Do you have
a I'll still lose. Yeah.
Do you drive now? Do you have a specially fitted car?
I do. Yeah, I've got hand controls and a ramp that comes out the side, lets me in.
Awesome.
Little Toyota Sienna.
Nice.
Yep.
Me and my
Chihuahua. He's my sidekick. He goes everywhere.
Oh, what's your Chihuahua's name?
Sonny. Sonny boy.
Hey, okay. Sonny boy. Who's a good Sonny boy?
Sonny boy, get over here.
Oh, he just perked his ears up.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, bring Sonny boy with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will.
Hold on, man. Sean. Someone just called in with a question for Joe. Sean, what's your question?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Quick question. You said that he was a part of, like, the only rugby team. Is that just Connecticut, or they travel around to play other teams?
It's Gaylord Warriors is Connecticut's only wheelchair rugby team.
Yeah.
And
there are others
awesome.
Out there.
So he travels around to other states to play other teams.
Yep. They're heading to Birmingham, Alabama to take on the country's best teams.
That's right.
Awesome, man. You have a hell of a story going on. Keep going at it.
Absolutely, right?
Yes. 100%.
Thank you. God bless.
Sean, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Gaylord, what a great place that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say enough about those guys, man. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now or have been since I moved to Connecticut without them. They've covered so much of my ability to, you know, stay in hotels and traveling, but not just with wheelchair rugby, other things, too, that I got back into, kayaking. Even got into pickleball recently.
Oh, wow.
Got into that craze.
Oh, my God. Doing pickleball? That must be bananas.
Yeah, I'm in my rugby chair doing it. I found that's the best chair to do it out of. I tried some of their other chairs, didn't feel right in it. But once I, you know, started to, you know, kind of get the hang of it, I'm out there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Looking intimidating.
That's such a... Listen,
yeah.
I'm out there. Oh, no, yeah. Okay, I can picture you out there. I'm not playing you.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I smell a hustle.
I
felt some ones already today.
Yeah, I'm a very modest. I'm out there. Yeah. I know you're out there. Yeah. We all know you're
with
out
the killer
there.
Killer instinct.
Listen, I'll take it easy on you, I promise.
And okay. I'm going to
lose. Joe Stone. Thank you so much for coming on. You're an inspiration.
And
look forward
luck.
To seeing you in studio sometime soon.
Yeah, man.
You bet, man. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you, brother.